And we are here with Levi Jungling, Noah Klaberg, and Alex Heisman, three members of the upcoming Dort football team, Dort University football team. And Levi, we'll start with you. I've had a chance to talk to you about Dort ever since you made your decision in high school, your senior year, entering your junior campaign. What's it like to be kind of halfway through that college career now, have some games under your belt, and get ready for another season?
Yeah, I mean, the first 2 years really flew by. It's crazy to think that we're already upperclassmen, but yeah, this upcoming season, there's a lot of excitement, a lot of new talent coming in from Pella and everywhere. So, yeah, I think the bar was kind of set at a new standard, I guess if you want to say. Last year, we finished 7-3, ranked number 23 in the country, and we were right there with some of the best teams in our conference and in the country, with Morningside being the defending national champion. So I think a lot of new expectations this year and a lot of new expectations for success coming up.
Well, and Noah, for you, the measure has been getting healthy, because you came in last year, played a couple games, got hurt, weren't able to finish the season. What's this past year been like for you, trying to rehab, get yourself healthy again, and get yourself, you know, back up to where you could be playing college ball coming up this fall?
Yeah, injuries are always part of sports. They're the worst part of them, but they come around, and sometimes at unfortunate times. But like you said, the last year has really just been a matter of trying to get healthy, trying to focus on areas of not just my game, but of like just areas in life that I needed to focus on while I was in a boot or on crutches from surgery or something like that. So just continuing to find ways to make little improvements, whether it's to make sure my body was just fully healthy or to spend a little bit of extra time with the coaches doing mental things. As well as just like focusing on leadership skills in many different aspects of just like my everyday life. So yeah, there's a lot of different things that you can focus on when your main focal point can be taken away. So I think there was a lot of growth that took place this year, and it makes me really excited to get back out on the field with all the things that Levi's been talking about as well.
Well, and Alex, for you, your first year was mainly spent getting big, getting strong, and getting used to college football. What has this first year been like for you and getting to know Coach Penner and the entire coaching staff and some of the older upperclassmen?
It was an awesome year. I mean, we have an incredible coaching staff. It's very supportive, very knowledgeable. And I really had a great first year. Obviously, I had to get bigger, and I'm looking forward to contributing to the team on the field this year, God willing.
Well, and Levi, when we think about the growth, you've already mentioned this, from where you were as freshman to the on-the-field success you're finally starting to see. What has that been like for you, going to a program 2 years ago that really didn't have any history whatsoever to now, you know, you go around the conference, and I'm guessing teams are not going to be overlooking Dort anymore. What's that been like to watch that change, and how do you prepare for that, knowing that you're no longer maybe going to be the underdog in most of your games? In fact, you're going to be the team with a target on your back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been really cool to kind of see that transition from a team that didn't expect to win or have very much success coming in my freshman year. I'd say when I first came in, that culture of playing for something bigger than just wins and losses was there, and that brotherhood that makes Dort football so attractive, that culture was really set in stone. But I feel like our mindset was kind of, let's try and hang in with some of these good teams. Let's try and get a couple wins on the board this year. And as this past season and this off season, I've really seen that growth from let's try and hang in there to let's be a dominant team. And I think all the new guys we brought in have just contributed to that winning culture. And a lot of these Pella and Pella Christian recruits that we've gotten obviously come from very successful high school football programs. So I think adding those guys and other guys from around the country that expect to win has really helped change that whole mindset of our team, that we're not here to just compete anymore. We're here to dominate now.
Well, Noah, you've got a big role coming up on your shoulders, almost similar to what you played in high school in terms of, you know, starting to engineer an offense. What's that been like learning that college level offense and trying to adjust your game to make sure that you're in a position where you can, you know, help Levi get the ball, or you got guys like Alex blocking in front of you to put your team in a successful position and put a lot of points on the board?
Yeah, for any team, going into any game or any season, you always find yourself thinking about the player type of players you have around you. And it gives you a lot of confidence going into a season, especially when you've got guys like Levi and Alex with all the hard work and the success that they've had in the past. You know that you can go into a competition and that they're going to be able to not just compete, but like Levi said, actually dominate. So learning an offense is always a little bit just obviously new at the beginning, but Coach Penner and Coach Mingo and the offensive staff do a great job of just fine-tuning the offense to the strength of their players. So I'm just really excited to be able to have a chance to kind of spread the wealth to our playmakers, send it out to Levi, get the ball to Levi Schoenhoven, get the ball to Lucas at tight end, like really just kind of use all facets of the offense and just really try to use the offense as they designed it for. So I'm really looking forward to my role, whatever it may end up being on the team this year. But I'm really excited to just be back on offense. Didn't get a whole lot of chances to do that last season. But like Levi said, the bar's been raised. We've got we've grown accustomed to the process of winning. We know what it takes in preparation-wise. We know what it takes during a game. And we know what to do in the face of adversity or other tough things that might come around.
And for you, we've already mentioned getting on the field's got to be exciting, or at least having that opportunity more so this year than maybe last year. And what's it like been for you to acclimate to that? Last time you were playing football on the field was at the high school level and obviously for a very good team and coach. But I'm guessing there's been a big step up for you in this year of transition leading into your sophomore year.
Well, the idea of getting on the field just requires some confidence. And I feel like I've had a great senior class in front of me to build that confidence. Specifically, the tackle before me, Devin Eakoff, was a great mentor of mine. He always made a deliberate effort to build me up and just do whatever he can to make me better. And I feel like coming into this season, it's going to be an easier transition because of people like him to actually affect the outcome of the game on the field.
And we're here with some of the former Pella Pella Christian players who are playing for Dort University coming up this fall. A lot of home games actually for you guys this year, so chances for people maybe to go on up. And for you, kind of a different role too, as little brothers coming to join the football team with Jaden coming up. And not only that, several other Pella Pella Christian kids who are going to be younger or your age coming back again. What's it going to be like, do you think, to be big brother now at the college level and to also, you know, maybe take some of your experiences and pass them on to Jaden and some of the other freshmen coming from wherever they might be?
I'm incredibly excited to be on the same team as my brother again. It's always a blast being in the same environment as him. I may not see him as much in practice considering I'm a lineman and he's a receiver, but it's just going to be an awesome experience to have him in the locker room with me and obviously pass on the advice I have from a first year.
Well, and Noah, you know, we've talked about this, and we'll talk to you too, Levi, about this. We big reason why we keep following Dort football is because so many guys now from Pella and Pella Christian are coming in and seemingly having a positive contribution to the culture. How much do you think that's carried over from what you guys learned in high school with Jay and with Rich? And how do you think that connects to Coach Penner now that you've been there for a year and have kind of seen it firsthand?
I think Coach Penner, Coach Rich Kack, and Coach McKinstry all have similar coaching styles, and I think that really stems from their just like kind of their values and their Coach Mack always used to say you got to put your stake in the ground and kind of know where you stand, and I think they all do a great job of knowing exactly where they stand on everything, and that makes it really easy for them to lead a disciplined football team who is super excited about doing all the good things right. Having good sportsmanship, being able to compete fiercely, as well as being able to stay humble at the same time and not lose respect for your team or your opponents. So I think there's a big connection between that type of coaching style. Pella and Pella Christian both had a lot of success. And then all of a sudden, when you see that kind of merging into the college level with a new coach who kind of has something similar going on, you start to see some of the same results. So makes us all really excited because it makes it super fun to play for. You know, the coaches care about you and it makes us want to really get after it.
Well, and Levi, we talk about obviously the Pella PC because that's our audience. But how has this group, especially now in a leadership role that you and David, and now that you're upperclassmen as juniors, you know, how have you seen this meld come in from a lot of guys who you knew in high school and even beyond that, who played against your brother and so on, Pella PC? How have they been acclimating not only with the program and Coach Penner, but how do you think they've built chemistry from kids from all over the country that are coming in and also making big contributions?
Yeah, I think the way that our coaches run our team and the culture that they've built is really attractive to a certain demographic of players, similar to Pella and Pella Christian, guys that want to put their faith first and compete for something bigger than football, and guys that value academics, and guys that really want to make the right choices on and off the field. I think those kind of cultures like Pella and Pella Christian really are attracted to Dort football because of that. And so I think guys from all over the country are recruited for a specific purpose. And Coach Penner and the staff are very intentional about recruiting guys that are going to push our locomotive forward and aren't going to be holding it back. So they're going to be guys that are for our culture and will fit into our culture and push that thing forward. And are going to be world-class teammates for us. So I think that's why a big reason why the guys from Pella and Pella Christian and all over the country meld so well is because we all are looking for the same thing in a football program, and Dort provides that.
Well, for each of you, as I mentioned, you have a lot of games that will be a little far for people from Pella to come to, but I'm sure you appreciate seeing some local fans continue to follow you. So I'll ask you this. What are you looking forward to most about this upcoming season and some opportunities and what it would mean to see maybe some local audiences follow along and see how this football journey continues?
I think there's really a lot of things that a lot of people are excited for. Coming off last season and all the success that came with that, I'd say we're really all just chomping at the bit to kind of build off of that and really just kind of ride that wave and keep going, make a playoff run, do things that Dort football has never been able to do before. So I think the idea of kind of being the first and not necessarily having it just be just like a dream or like a wish, but rather it's something that's there for the taking. So I think that's a super exciting aspect of this upcoming season. And we love to see everybody that comes to our games, all the Pella people. It's just super fun, just like a big old Pella reunion every time.
It's really hard to pinpoint it to one singular moment, but I love football, and I love our team, and I'm just really excited to be with our team for another season and progress and see how we progress throughout the season and get to the best place we can be.
I echo what they said, but I also have another thing I'm really excited for. I'm excited to see Noah Clayburgh healthy on the field and maybe throwing me some deep balls and distracting the defense for a little big-time plays from him. So.
Awesome, guys. I appreciate you. You guys have let this old radio guy who used to bug you in high school follow you along. I'm really excited to see what the progress is. Look forward to seeing your game hopefully this year, too, and some updates throughout. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.